I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. In 2009, Discover Classical began an annual tradition to celebrate talented young classical musicians in our listening area with our very first Young Talent Search. Among the winners that very first year was an immensely talented 12-year-old organist, Grant Wareham. And 16 years later, Grant Wareham returns to Dayton as he performs the Saint-Saëns Organ Symphony with the Dayton Philharmonic this weekend.
Has your music career been everything you could have hoped for?
I don't even know that I was expecting to have a career in music. Music was just something I did. It wasn't necessarily a career, but all the chips fell in the right places, and here I am. With music, I have been able to do some amazingly cool things and go to some amazingly cool places, and it's being a musician has some incredible highs and really horrible lows, but I've gotten to do so many things that I wouldn't have gotten to do otherwise. I did my undergrad studies at Rice University in Houston. I studied with Ken Cowan, who I met several times right down the street at Westminster Presbyterian while he was here doing recitals. Those were transformative years for me in general, but especially for me as an organist. Grad studies were at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut. I lived in Pennsylvania, Hershey, Pennsylvania, for 2 years, and now I've been in Dallas ever since.
Bring us to this weekend's concert and how that came about.
I recall an email exchange with Neil at some point around the pandemic. He had said, it's about time that we do the Saint-Saëns again. So I was like, that would be incredible. I remember going to the very first concerts at the Schuster Center. I played violin through high school. I wasn't the best, but, you know, I played. Played in the DPYO, the youth orchestra. So getting to return as a soloist is just an incredible full circle moment for me.
In addition to Saint-Saëns Organ Symphony, the Dayton Philharmonic performs Derek Skye's Nova Plexus and an organ concerto also featuring Grant as the soloist.
We are doing also a Handel organ concerto. The Saint-Saëns, it's sort of the dirty little secret, but it's the easiest organ part anybody can ever possibly imagine. I mean, the thing that everybody loves is just a C major chord and then a G major chord. And, you know, and then you're just playing the sort of triumphant conclusion. And it's beautiful, especially in context of what's come before it. A lot of organists like to do just the finale, but the whole 20 minutes of music before it sets it up so brilliantly, and I think it's a really compelling piece.
While it's probably not Neil's last time on the podium, It's his final concert in his final season as the artistic director of the Dayton Philharmonic. That has to be quite the honor for you.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, Neil is the Dayton Philharmonic to me. You know, Dr. Reynolds, of course, is a part of it too, but I can probably count on the fingers of one hand the number of Philharmonic concerts I remember going to that Neil was not conducting. It's nearly impossible to replace Neil, and, you know, what a tremendous honor to be a part of his last season and the last concert of that last season.
Aside from the concerts, what are you most looking forward to being back home?
So one of the things that I've discovered about myself in the years since I left, we did our one annual pilgrimage to Kings Island. And I've discovered that I am somewhat of an adrenaline junkie and a roller coaster enthusiast since leaving. And one of the things I've never actually gotten to do is get a night ride on the Beast. Coaster enthusiasts across the world say that's one of the quintessential roller coaster experiences. So, night ride on the Beast, and then I get to celebrate my birthday with my family for the first time in a really long time. So, just really looking forward to seeing people, because I, you know, things are still there, but, you know, the people really are the most important thing. So, just getting to see so many important people to me.
And what a treat it will be for audiences. The Dayton Philharmonic closes their season, the final season, with Neil Gittleman as the music director this weekend. The concerts are this Friday and Saturday. Tickets still available at DaytonPerformingArts.com.
www.thepodiumpodcast.org. And from all of your friends here at the station, welcome home, Grant. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.